track three and our lead stories. From the Mid-Devon Advertiser, flipping good fun. Vini, vidi, verite. An expression that Julius Caesar himself would have no doubt uttered had he happened across the antics in Newton Abbot earlier this week. The rough translation of that is, I came, I saw, I flipped. Now, there are few things better than a day at the races, especially when pancakes enter the equation. And with Tuesday being Shrove Tuesday, it was extra special for pupils at Walborough Church of England School in Newton Abbot, who took to the town's market square for the annual sport pancake racing. Representing their respective teams, X, Teen, Plym and Dart, all the pupils took to their marks to battle it out for the sweet taste of victory, egged on by friends and family. The course was a simple one, a relay race from one end of the market square to the other. Two flips of the pancake, just one for the younger pupils, and back again until each member of the team had completed the run. And it was both teen and dart teams who took the honours this year by coming joint first with 16 points apiece. The final race of the day featured members of staff who dressed down in appropriately themed pancake costumes, competed against some of the older pupils. And of course, there are three pictures that go with that. One of the teachers very bravely flipping her pancake, and one young lady who looks very adept at her flipping, and the fleet of foot, keen of eye and a steady hand are the key ingredients for the pancake racing. One young lady and one young man making the best of it.
From the Tynmouth Post, air show stalls. High speed loops, rolls and other feats of spectacular flying will not be thrilling the crowds in Tynmouth this summer. Organisers of the Tynmouth Air Show have confirmed that this year's event will not take place due to difficulties in raising enough money and uncertainty surrounding the construction of a new toilet block on the seafront. Securing the necessary funds of £90,000 needed to host a safe and successful air show has proven increasingly difficult, a spokesman for Tynmouth Air Show said. We rely heavily on sponsorships, donations and grants. Unfortunately, this year, we are drastically short of the financial support required, a spokesperson added. Tynmouth Air Show added that strained relationships and a lack of clear communication from Tynmouth Town Council over the works at the former aquarium had further complicated event planning. These challenges only increased the stress and uncertainty for our volunteers, which, when coupled with the financial strains, have driven the committee to the decision to hold off this year's air show, explained the spokesperson. The air show, which is free to attend, is organised by a small group of volunteers. It is the only volunteer-organised, self-funded air show in Europe. What most people don't see is the sheer amount of work that goes on behind the scenes planning every detail, Tynmouth Air Show said in a statement. The Tynmouth Air Show Committee said the tough decision not to go ahead with the air show this year was not made lightly. However, they plan to use the time to explore new fundraising opportunities to secure the backing needed to bring the event back in 2026 in a more sustainable way. Tynmouth's first air show took place in July 2019. The COVID pandemic put a stop to the event in 2020 and 2021, but the spectacle returned in 2022 and has been run every year since. Tynmouth Air Show has been one of the largest free-to-attend events in Teignbridge, attracting more than 30,000 spectators every year. Displays from the Red Arrows, the Starlings, RAF Typhoon and Team Raven were regular features of the Tynmouth Air Show. As well as the aviation displays on the Saturday, Tynmouth's airshow weekend included live music and a classic car rally on the Sunday. Tynmouth Airshow started up 4 years after the demise of the Dawlish Airshow, which ran for over a decade until an increase in insurance premiums and additional safety requirements following the Shoreham tragedy made it untenable to continue. For anyone still wanting an aviation fix, the Riviera Airshow is still going ahead in Torbay at the end of May. While the Tynmouth and Dawlish Airshows relied solely on donations, sponsorships and grants, the Riviera Airshow is also backed by Torbay Council and the English Riviera Business Improvement District Company.
And from the Dawlish Gazette, trapped cygnets are rescued from Weir. There was high drama in the brook last weekend as the five newly hatched cygnets became the subject of a rescue mission. The tiny grey balls of fluff, just days old, had become trapped on the lower Weir and were unable to scramble to safety and in danger of being swept out to sea. A member of the public initially waded into the icy waters to assist and was then assisted by the town's waterfowl wardens, who eventually managed to scoop up all five and return them to parents Bert and Kimber in a calmer part of the watercourse. Eyewitnesses to the unfolding drama said that the wardens did an incredible job saving all five cygnets, although they did have to face the wrath of two very protective black swan parents.